Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and you know what I'm doing with Reality Spirituality? I am actually, when I'm inspired to do a show, that's when I'm going to schedule a show. There are going to be some shows that are scheduled. However, today was one of those days. It's just an impromptu day, and my son texted me and said, Mom, let's do a show, and that's what we're going to do today. But before we do that, before we go on to our topic, which is, get this, shock treatment. Yes, the topic of today is shock treatment. Now, what does that mean? Well, before I tell you what the topic means, let me tell you what this show is about. Reality Spirituality is a concept that I use to link our everyday life experiences with spirituality. And this show is about discovering strategies, discovering ways, discovering tools, finding tools to sustain and maintain your happiness regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what's going on outside of you, meaning financial issues, relationship issues, family issues, who's going to be the next president of the United States, the global warming. This show, Reality Spirituality, is about keeping, maintaining this inner peace where, quite frankly, you can be standing right in the middle of the street, earthquake, tsunami, bombs coming off, and that has no effect, absolutely no effect on your inner peace. The only thing that we have control over is ourselves. We have no control over what happens outside of us. And that's what this show is about. This show is about maintaining that internal peace. And it's possible. How do I know? I don't like to admit this, audience, but I used to be an internal hurricane. Up, down, happy, sad, moody, mad, pissed off, irritated. Yeah. That's how I lived my life every single day. I woke up, what can I be pissed off today about? I mean, I got to a point, and I'm going to share this story. When I was younger, when I made a wish, I wished for two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and the second thing that I wanted was to be happy. So in my early 20s, I started this journey, and I'm in my 50s now, started this journey of seeking, finding, how can I be happy? What is going to take? And I have to admit that fell into the trap of, let's get married, live happily ever after, trips around the world, skiing in Switzerland, Hawaii every year. What home? What is going to make me happy? And I thought that everything outside of me, everything had the ability to lift my spirits, to make me happy. And I've discovered that, no, it's not about things. Things and any events outside of you, it's just not going to do it. It's not going to last. It's a Band-Aid. Oh, you're happy for the moment. So this show is about maintaining and sustaining happiness. And guess who decided to click in and be part of the show? Well, good morning, Nathan, or afternoon, or evening, whichever part of the world you're listening. Hello.
Well, good morning. Buenas tardes.
Oh, buenas tardes. Buenos dias. No, that's just...
Yes.
Well, hello. I'm in California.
What?
I said, I'm in California and you're in New York, and I see that you're not alone.
Yes, I'm on the street.
Ooh, how exciting. Wow.
Yes.
Of it, right in the middle of it. So my question to you is, have you been irritated at all yet?
Well, actually, have I? No, I think I'm good for today.
Oh, well, we don't want to say today. Let's just say this morning, this afternoon.
Oh, well, then, hell yes. I'll give you one because this is the only thing I really did today, but I went down in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And it stopped on 2. You know, like I'm on the 25th floor in the elevator. I'm going down. It stops on 2.
Uh-oh.
So someone's getting on the elevator from 2 to 1. And now everybody's got to wait when they could have just taken the stairs, you know? Come on now. Taking the elevator from 2 to 1.
So you actually had that thought of the nerve of them pushing that button.
Yeah, I was like, who's getting on this elevator at 2?
Oh, I love it. So were the your fellow New Yorkers just as irritated as you were, so to speak?
I don't think so. I think I was the most irritated.
Oh, well, good for you. You win. You win the prize.
What's the prize?
I said you win the prize.
Yeah.
You win the trophy.
Trophy don't feel too good, though.
Oh, no. So the topic of today's show is...
Yeah.
Shock treatment.
What?
Yes. Audience, Nathan and I don't rehearse these shows. We don't talk about what we're going to talk about. We just say, let's schedule a show, and that's what happens. So getting all of this live, this response. The topic is shock treatment. You have any idea what that means or what that is?
Something that's going to be shocking.
Good guess. No, actually, you're absolutely right. And this is something that I just discovered less than 2 days ago. Nathan, do you have a story?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. One of my big things, as I've told my audience, is just maintaining this peace, maintaining this calm, maintaining this coolness, this good vibration, this centeredness, if you will, just staying centered. Now, there are a few things that happen, and I have to admit, it has nothing to do with strangers. It has nothing to do with events. It has something to do with people that I already know. people that I already know, whether it's a family, whether it's coworkers, people that I already know, they are the ones that have the ability to get under my skin. And I'll give you the example. I have been teaching, I've been teaching aerobics fitness for almost 30 years. And from being a personal trainer to being a aqua instructor, facersize, boot camp, you name it, I've taught it. And I continue to teach. Everybody that knows me knows that I am an aerobic instructor, and I've been an aerobic instructor for 30 years. So yesterday, I was in the office, and a coworker, who I have to say that I used to label friend, but it's not that I don't label her friend anymore. It's just that I'm in a different spot, so we don't do the hanging out, we don't do the lunches, but I engage in conversation anytime. And this particular person has the ability to say the most shocking things. And that's where the shock treatment comes in. Are you with me, Nathan?
Oh, I'm with you. I like it.
Yeah. And that's what it is. So yesterday, I'm standing with this coworker who is going to be shocking me in a few seconds. And another coworker. Now, women are always, well, not always, but certain women are on endless diets, lifelong diets. Got to diet, got to lose weight, got to lose weight, got to diet. I want a diet, I got to diet, got to lose 10 pounds, got to lose 5. Women are always on this diet. And one of the girls, and you know what, let me give names. One of the names was, it's not the real name, of course. One of the names, let's call her Maria. And the other one that I said I used to hang with and be friends with, let's call her Susan. Okay, so Maria had just lost 30 pounds, and she's lost this over a period of months, but she lost it without exercise. So basically she feels like she's soft and she's not as firm, and she wants to firm up. So she's lost the weight and she wants to go backwards, and she wants to start firming up now. Now Susan, who is this person that I used to hang with, and this is over a period of maybe 10 years. So I have a lot of history with her, and that comes back to the person that I'm, that comes back to the original, that the people that I know are just shock me. And this Susan, you know what, I should call her something else, but anyway, because Susan is just so plain, let's call her Shaniqua. And so Shaniqua says, to Maria, she says, well, let me tell you something. This, when you walk on the treadmill, if you walk on the treadmill, your butt is going to get higher. That you want your butt higher, you walk on the treadmill. Now, you don't walk on, listen, now I'm thinking to myself, you don't walk on the treadmill to get your butt higher. That's not the purpose of the treadmill. And Shaniqua was just insistent on, when I was walking on the treadmill, my butt got higher. My boyfriend even told me, what happened to your butt? Your butt seems higher. And then her daughter walking on the treadmill, same thing. Their butt is higher. This is what she was claiming. I sat there quiet because I wanted to respond. I wanted to say that's not true. And I kept my lips together. Because one of the things that I know is when I start to comment, especially if I comment about anything, whatever anyone is saying, then I'm doing what it's called mixing it up. In other words, That's what Shaniqua believes. She does believe that when she's on the treadmill, because this happened to her, that's what you do to get your butt higher, lifted, firmer, whatever you want to say. And I was quiet. I didn't say anything. I didn't want to mix it up. Now, Maria was talking. Now, that whole topic was discussed, and I was quiet. A person that has degrees and certificates for 30 years in exercising, and I'm quiet. The next topic was waistline. Now, we all have done exercises where you grab a pole above you and you pull it down. You pull it down. It's a pulley. You use both hands and you pull it down. You know what I'm talking about, Nathan?
Yes.
And so Shaniqua said, pull down this pulley, and guess what that works? Guess what that works?
Uh-oh.
That works your waistline. Now, this is exactly what I mean when I say shock treatment. Not only was I shocked by what she was saying, I was shocked because she has no knowledge of exercise. I was shocked because here I am with 30 years of experience and no one asked me a freaking question. I was shocked that that Maria was buying into all of this. And this is the lesson and this is the key. When any one of you, including you, Nathan, here's something that is shocking. Here's something that makes your eyebrows go up. Here's something that you know is wrong. Here's something that you know doesn't even make sense. Here's something that that you can debate and prove that it's wrong. Guess what the shock is? The shock is a signal from the universe to do what? And I will answer that question right after the commercial break.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
And we are back. I like that. Okay. When you hear something that is shocking, when you hear something that it just rubs you the wrong way, when you hear something that you know is blatantly offbeat, the universe is saying that that is a signal to surrender. That is your signal to surrender what is happening. And it's also a signal to disengage. See, when I was shocked in the past, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when I was shocked by whatever comments, I would always engage. I would always have something to say. I would always have something to contribute. Because guess what? I'm right. I know this shit. 30 years is exercising, and she's telling me you're using a pulley and that's going to help your waist? Woo! So shock, and let me tell you something. It's just human nature. You hear something blatantly off, and you want to contribute, but that is the universe. The universe is telling, at least for me, the universe is telling me, instead of engaging, you should surrender. I mean, if I engage in a conversation and let them know or put my two cents in, I already know what's going to happen. It's going to be back and forth. Well, my butt, that's how I got my butt firmer and higher. I already know what's going to happen. So why am I engaging? Why am I choosing to engage in a conversation that I am just going to be creating more mess, if you will, or more disagreement. So it's and it's just brand new. I haven't tried it to the fullest, but when I hear a shocking statement, it's my signal to surrender. What do you think, Nathan?
Well, I like it. I like that for you.
Audience, see, that's a statement right there. Keep going.
You talk to the audience behind my back. Little wink, wink to the audience. No, I think it's good. I think I like it because you do it the same way. You hear something shocking, you engage. You hear something shocking, you engage. So now you're saying you want to try something that's different. You want to try something, new perspective. You want to look at it a different way and see what happens with that, because you kind of get what happens the other way.
And if my whole priority is maintaining and sustaining happiness and peace, I'm not going to get it by engaging.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that that's not a real fit for you yet?
I would say that it is a fit for me sometimes. I would say there are definitely times when I feel like I do not need to get involved in this conversation just because. You know what? Actually, last night, I'll give you an example. This is my thing. This is I have a story, but. There's my roommate in our apartment and my roommate's friend, and there's me. And we're talking about funny videos on YouTube. And my roommate's friend decides to look up a video on YouTube. They said, oh, you have to see this video. It's so funny. This guy's so funny. You got to watch it. Like, yeah, let's watch it. And I watch it, and I know this kid. This kid is someone I went to school with.
On the YouTube video?
Yeah, this video. I know this guy. I wasn't expecting it to be. I didn't know what it was going to be. But I didn't know it was going to be this kid that I know.
Okay.
Yeah, so I look at him and I'm thinking, you know, one of my, I would say, knee-jerk reactions is to be like, oh, my God, I know this guy, you know? Mm-hmm. I went to school with him. He was in this class. I was in that class. But I chose to disengage in that moment too, because I just didn't feel like, you know, oh, you know him from what? Well, it's from this. I just didn't feel like getting into it. I didn't feel like talking about it, because who cares? I don't know. I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
Why do I really need to say this? Because I know I'm gonna be creating a kind of a scene of sorts. It's not bad, but I didn't feel like getting into the scene.
Yes, you're going to be cooking something. You're going to be making something. You're adding ingredients to water. Keep going. I love it.
Yeah, and that's basically it. I chose to, just like you said, when I heard something that made me want to, it did make my eyebrows go up. but yeah, I wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna be challenged. Like I said, it only happens with people that I know that can really get under my skin. And even my own mother, I have to say, she says some things that are just so shocking. And in reality, instead of engaging listen, this is basically it. You know, we're in the election's coming up in less than 2 weeks, and people are talking about who are they going to vote for, Republicans or Democrats. Let me say this. If I'm talking to someone and they say, I'm a Republican, guess what? I'm a Republican too. And if I'm talking to someone that's a Democrat, Obama, yay, I'm a Democrat too. That's basically what I'm talking about, keeping peace. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter my opinion or what I think to anybody else except for me. So I don't need to announce anything. I'm talking about keeping the peace. Hey, I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. I'm a freedom fighter. I'm independent. I'm a war veteran. I'm not. I'm all whatever you are, that's what I am. And it's not about being fake or phony. It's about creating this peaceful environment, creating the peace. And so when I hear something shocking, I know that it's going to be a signal for me to surrender and to relax and to disengage. And I'm going to try that because I really am excited about this. I cannot wait for my mother or my coworkers to say something stupid to me. Oh, I mean, shocking to me.
Cool.
Can you think of a time where you reacted and somebody in your life was definitely off base and you had to, you know, correct them?
Oh, absolutely. What, is this a real question? Come on now. That happens every day.
You see, audience, the apple doesn't fall from the tree. And I got to say, I taught my baby well.
Real well.
Real well. He's a making peace. He's good. I'm right and you're wrong kind of mother. Yes.
Yeah, come on. There's always a suggestion I could throw out. Yeah. There's always a correction to be made, you know, big or small.
So that correction, how does that make you? So start paying attention to how that makes you feel. Throwing out your corrections. Yeah. Yeah. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't change anything, Nathan. Don't change a thing on your hairy head. Don't change a thing. Just start kind of observing.
I'll check it out.
Whether I
can help giving the correction or not,
I'll check out how I feel. That's right. Well, it all depends on who's in charge, your ego or not your ego, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because the ego always has to say something. The ego
Now, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that ego, I think it's the same. We were talking about the brain, too. The brain, it's always on. It's always talking. It's always working something out.
Mm-hmm.
So you either, you know, well, this is what my brain says, and my brain says this, and I want to say that. Or you maybe just listen to the brain, like you said. You just watch it.
Yes, observe. Just observe.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Well, we are going to wrap today's show up, unless you have something, Nathan.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, so the shock treatment audience, I just want to say, just pay attention to it. Pay attention to it, and remember, you choose what you want to create. And my statement is to choose wisely. You choose peace, or you choose the opposite of peace, because those are the only options. There's no middle ground. It's peace or the opposite. There's nothing else in between, in my opinion. You're listening to Reality Spirituality. Everyone, please, you can check me out on the website Time to Play or Self Growth. I have articles on the State of Appreciation website, and also email me, feel free, rlnsignature@gmail.com, rlnsignature@gmail.com. And you have been listening to Reality Spirituality. Check you out next time.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Spirituality.
your ears open for this one. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
It's time to get some answers, baby.
Aftermath. This aftermath is, one to aftermath two. Coming
aftermath
in aftermath.
I read you loud and clear. Aftermath two. I read you loud and clear. Check. Double check. So this is for our listeners that don't know. These are for our aftermath listeners. Hello, people, and this is where Nathan and I let our hair down and use expletives and let the expletives fly.
Yeah.
Aftermath.
Come in, aftermath.
So, yeah,
I like it. I like that shocking moment.
Mm-hmm. Shock treatment.
Shock treatment, yes.
Can you believe that she's telling her that...
Right for her away.
Any kind of advice. Can you believe that?
Yeah. That's carrot too.
Yeah,
that's
my eyes. Yeah, my eyes were so tired of rolling back into my head. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, so yeah, I'm just chilling out. I'm on my pier. You know, there's a pier by the water.
Oh yeah.
So that's where I am right now.
You're just hanging out there.
Yeah, hanging out here. This is where the supermarket is. So I want talking with you right here, and then I'm gonna go shopping after this.
Oh, how nice! How nice. Well, I have a cycling class I have to sub at the gym.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm anxious to hear you kind of experimenting with engaging versus not engaging. I'm really anxious to hear your stories about that.
Okay, I'll see what's up. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely observe how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I loved your story about last night, how you knew the guy or a person, whoever was on YouTube, and you didn't say one thing, because you're right. It would create 100 questions. It would create even more responses, maybe some questions, maybe some statements, and who needs it?
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it. But I do feel like, I mean, I have to, there have to be times when I feel like saying something and then I do. Do you know what I mean? Whether I, yeah, so it's like, what are those moments about too? I got to figure those moments out too.
Yeah, and it is, and it's always about the moment. And so this time you said you didn't say anything, you didn't engage, and because of the show before, we talked about getting a second chance. And
that's
so
right.
Your second chance, maybe you will engage, maybe you will
that's
talk.
That's right. No, I like that second, and I have been thinking about second chance. I really like it. Because they are, every moment is a second chance. It's a first chance and a second chance.
Yes.
Oh,
Well, okay.
All right.
Okay, well, aftermath is officially over.
All right.
We are complete with Aftermath. I've got to get ready to jam out of here on my
car. All right, cool.
I love you. I love you, sweetie pie.
I love you too, Mom.
Okay, have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.